We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Taking you up until 10 o'clock. I want to remind you guys that if you are a hockey fan and you want to watch a cool little insight into your Panthers, they have a video series called Panthers Uncaged, which is coming out on their YouTube channel, their website, Facebook, and Instagram pages. The first one is getting released tonight at 5 o'clock or today at 5 o'clock. We've been having a debate. Is that night or not? Either way, I guess it's not technically night because it's not sunset yet. Whatever. It's coming out today at 5 o'clock. So if you guys could go check that out, you guys want like a little 24/7 hard knocks kind of look the Panthers are doing as they come back for their season. They're getting ready for a playoff series against the New York Islanders, which is a revenge series. And I think it'll be a cool look. The Panthers, they do a really good job. I mean, I tell you one thing, their in-house media that they got like a great team. They do a lot of good stuff. The Panthers podcast is really good. All those guys that do a good job with their team. So I'm sure the content's going to be fantastic. Honestly, I can say the Panthers, they put out more. They said, I mean, Leroy will tell you, how many Panthers emails you get a day of just Panthers content?
A ton.
Panthers don't play. So I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. Check that on out. Panthers Uncaged comes out today, 5 o'clock on their YouTube channel, their website, Facebook, and Instagram pages. So we got that going for you. You can text the show 786-360-0790. Text on the ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Text writes in, let's not act like Minnie doesn't have a dump truck back there. Yeah, I feel like Minnie's got something, man. Oh man, too funny. Another text writes in, did Mike Perry have sex before his fight this past week? He did. He had his girlfriend, his only corner man, Leroy. He had a cut man and his girlfriend. That was his corner. No coaches. And he won a fight.
Did he win?
Won the co-main event.
Wow.
Won the co-main event. He was he's actually coming down here to Miami to train. He's an Orlando guy. And he's coming down. He wants to train with Yoel Romero. So I think he's gonna be our neighbor soon. But he this dude gets up there and he's talking about He goes, I didn't know that all my money from fighting would be taken by taxes, so I got debt to settle after this fight. I was like, damn, bro. This guy just puts it all out there. He's got the girlfriend, he's telling about his tax issues, all that type of stuff. But I don't know, man. It's kind of crazy. Go vote on our poll right now. Who is having the most sex? NBA players, MLB players, soccer players, or NHL players? Robbie, why don't you give us some headlines, man? What do we got?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Ryan Fields Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Well, it's not quite sex, but I mean, Bobby Bonilla. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. He gets his $1 million payment from the Mets today.
Marlins champion, Bobby Bo. Marlins champion. Shout out to him.
Everyone forgets about his home run in the seventh inning. They were down 2-0. He hits in game seven. He hits a home run to get it down to 2-1. And the
not everybody forgets that huge clutch shot from Big Bobby Boo. Yeah, get it out there, and you just gotta love the Mets. They gotta fuck over that money, fuck over that money. But you wanna know what's forever? Two things are forever. One, the million plus that they gotta pay him on July 1st. And his World Series championship ring with the Fish, Jimmy Leland, going out there, taking it all the way to the top. He started the comeback. Oh, and this guy wants to say rats off a ship, Cleveland. Well, you want to talk about Cleveland heartbreak? How about Edgar Renteria right over Charles Nagy's glove? Craig Counsell scoring the run. Chicken runs at midnight. Fish are champions 5 years in. And I take my five fingers, make it a fist, pull it up into a big elbow. Big elbow right off the top rope on Chief Wahoo's head. No further questions, Mean Gene.
Oh, shout out. Bobby Macho loves Bobby Bonilla Day.
I believe it goes, I'm trying to look it up now. I believe it goes to like 2034 is when that ends.
Jeez.
All right, good for him.
What kind of contract is that?
He just wanted it spread out.
Sorry, 2035. July 1st, 2035. That's the last payment they have to make.
Bobby Bowe's the guy who wins the lottery and he takes the payments. He doesn't take the lump sum.
Yep.
What would you do? Would you do lump sum or would you do payments over years?
Lump sum.
Lump sum, right?
Yeah, you'd probably do the lump sum. Even though
because if you die, you don't get the money.
Is that true? Does it go to your estate?
No. Don't go to your estate.
But they do tax the lump sum. But it's probably better to get the money now than have to wait it over time.
I'm not waiting over time. They can go straight to hell. Do you think like the guy who runs the lottery office is like, all right, well, we got this other option. It's like you could take the lump sum or we could set up a responsible payment plan. Yeah. All right. Hit the bricks. Give me the lump sum, pal. I'm out of here. What else you got, Robbie?
So, Andre Iguodala, he explained to Barry Jackson why he and the Miami Heat did an extension before his trade from Memphis. And he said, quote, both sides knew the window we have, my window and the team's window. We all know about when teams want cap space. It's hard to get acclimated. I think I got that word right this time. With a group of guys in 2 months. The locker room is a special place. I wanted to be somewhere where I could grow with the guys. A lot of the young talent that I have a good impression of helped them grow, especially Bam, Kendrick Nunn, Tyler, and Duncan. I didn't want it to be a 2-3 month thing. My legs have improved. They're really good. I did a dunk I haven't done in years. The guys saw that, and I still see some spring left and can be a value of this team in the small details, ways that get you over the hump.
I mean, I guess I, you know, look, I'm not going to act like, I'm the Andre Iguodala start to his Heat career has been fantastic. I mean, it's been kind of a big meh early on. Jay Crowder came out guns blazing. I was loving Jay Crowder. I was like, why don't we sign this guy to an extension? He was fantastic. Came out. He was like the greatest 3-point shooter I've ever seen in my life. Leroy. He was amazing. Jay Crowder.
I mean, he's Jimmy Butler, but he can shoot. Play with the same. Maybe not.
He's not Jimmy Butler.
No, but I'm saying play with the same. They play the same style of basketball.
They love each other, too. Jimmy's already given the endorsement. He wants him here for a while. Look, I don't know what the Marlins I don't know what the Heat situation is going to be with that. Like the Andre Iguodala thing, it's nice what he says. I think it's a couple things. One, I don't know if they go through with the trade or if he even comes and reports to the Heat if they don't give him the extension. Like, he got an extra $15 million guaranteed. Like, obviously, it's a great move by him. It's a good business move by him. But, with all him saying, oh, I didn't want to be here for 2 months, it's like, oh, well, I also want another $15 million guaranteed. And then the other option that they have is, you know, they have this team option, which is in the 2021 season. There's no shot they're gonna pick that up unless, like, he morphs back into – you know, finals MVP Andre Iguodala, which isn't going to happen at his age, but they can execute sign-in trades with that piece. They could do all types of it's basically an Andy Ellisberg cap jujitsu move. That's why that extension is there.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what the Heat are doing. It's a savvy thing. It's a savvy play. And look, you know, we'll see what he brings to the, I mean, look, he's more used to not playing basketball than anybody else on the roster. He's got out and he's been going and not playing basketball and, you know, doing interviews basically all year. John Morant hosed him down, all this type of stuff. But, you know, we'll see. He's got championship pedigree. So I think that's going to be, and I think that's what Riley wanted to bring. He wanted to bring a little bit more experience, and Andre Iguodala certainly has that, but it hasn't. I can't act like what I've seen on the court has been, you know, jaw-dropping. It certainly has not been that. What else you got, Robbie?
So, did you guys see this Russian betting scandal?
No. What happened?
Doug Kazarian, he does that. He used to do that gambling show on ESPN, but I can't imagine it's still running. I'm sure when sports comes back, he'll come back and do the show again. But he's on ESPN. He wrote an article for ESPN.com explaining the how coronavirus is going to impact betting and how like random guys are going to be pulled from a game because they got coronavirus. And so there's this huge scandal in Russia. So six players on this squad, the soccer squad, FC Rostov, of the Russian Premier League tested positive for COVID-19 a few days before a match, and so all 42 coaches, starters, and second stringers went into mandatory quarantine. They were supposed to have a match against FC Sochi and FC Rostov. Asked FC Sochi to reschedule the match, but Sochi declined, and then Rostov was forced to play with a youth squad, and they lost 10-1.
What do you mean they were forced to play with a youth squad?
They played with the youth squad who hadn't practiced for 3 months.
Who's youth? What is youth?
Apparently, Russia, they have a youth squad. That's like their
minor leagues. A lot of European schools have like the clubs where they bring the kids up, you know, early.
Yeah, but how old are these Russians having them? Like, are they having 12-year-olds go play men?
Less than 18.
Listen, I know that you are just a child. You are not yet of teenage years, but get out there. Otherwise, you know what happens. Click, click. Putin.
I haven't gone through puberty yet, mister.
Better not mess up. No self goals. You want to live good life in Russia? Be good KGB agent. Make sure no red card.
Okay?
Go out there. Play like champion.
I mean, look, this is the same country that has their champion fighter wrestling bears as a kid. What do you expect?
Pretty much.
You want to be true man in Khabib family, Khabib. Go, please. Wrestle Yogi. You think he swipe picnic biscuits? He swipe your face. Go ahead. Go. But Papa, please. I don't want to fight a bear. He's cute. Oh, you think he's cute? Well, let me side stick to you. He'll think you're real cute. You better survive. Make him tap.
You can't trust Putin, man. I'm sorry. Look, I know I don't want to go down this lane again because I put him on the spite list, and all of a sudden we had all these technological glitches. But look, the guy goes out there and he acts all tough. And look what he has: children playing soccer to try and honor his country. What are we doing here, Robbie? Come on, Putin.
You're the only one that goes there. Nobody else does. We know better.
I'm sorry. I'm not gonna be scared. I will not be muzzled like a mad dog. If Putin does something that bothers me, I'm gonna say it.
And I will not be muzzled like a mad dog.
You think that guy's having a good week? When he's like, "Hey, Rob. Hey, saw you on the city council. Got intense there, man."
Well, yeah. I would say that all the people that were there with him were his friends.
Amen. Amen.
So, right.
Amen.
So if you amen what another dude is saying, could you imagine us sitting in an intercom meeting?
Rob's the type of guy
Tobin goes out there and says something. Here's what we need to do. And blah, 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 blah. And I stand up and say amen.
Amen.
They're going to think we know each other.
God, I would love to do the I will not be muzzled speech to like a corporate meeting. That'd be fantastic.
And I will not be muzzled like a mad dog.
You know, funny thing about corporate. They can muzzle your ass.
That's true. Oh, man. What else you got?
Well, Robbie? In this same article by Doug Kazarian, he breaks down all the scenarios of coronavirus, you know, affecting other bets. And like Leroy, for this Travelers Championship this past weekend, a bunch of golfers that pulled out, they got their bets refunded. But Nick Watney, he played in the first round and then got popped for coronavirus and had to pull before the second round. That bet was considered a bad luck loser. That bet did not get refunded.
Wow.
Because he started the tournament.
Wow! Shouldn't it just be considered a no bet?
I've actually had bets. I've had ACC tournament bets that lost, but because the ACC tournament ended up getting canceled, they gave me my bets back, even though the teams had already lost.
They're really breaking this down, man. I don't know. Have you felt this big effect from Corona?
Well, I think we'll start once the American sports comes back, and you're going to see guys get randomly pulled out of games, especially with baseball, that they're not even listing the players who get the virus. They're just going to mysteriously go on the IL, and no one's going to know what it is. Like, you know, you can imagine a starting pitcher the day of the game gets coronavirus. Oh, he's out. That's a huge thing of betting.
Unbelievable, man. What else you got? Any other headlines?
Are we still having Joey Chestnut on tomorrow?
I think so. I don't know. This Joey Chestnut's been a bit of a diva. I'm not going to lie. Oh. Like, it's been four times they've told me he's been booked for different dates. I'm like, I didn't even want him that much. They just keep peddling him off onto me. They even sent me another email yesterday. Like, you still want him on this morning? I'm like, bro, our show ends at 10. Why are you sending me an email at 10:30? Enough already.
My entire Magnificent Seven is dependent on this Joey Chestnut interview.
You need intel? Like, you just want Joey Chestnut to give you just to give you hot tips?
Yes. They need to know the over-under at 72
What are you looking? What are you looking to get? Like, you just say, Stoney, can he do it or not? And do you picture Joey Chestnut's going to be like, nah, dude's a bum.
No.
Like, you know, how many more hot dogs are you going to be able to eat with, you know, in this isolated room and, you know, not being outside? You know, does that help? How's your training been like? Are you going to break your record? Your record is 74. You think you're going to break it this time?
You
know, those are
you think Joey Chestnut has sex before the hot dog eating contest, or you think he withholds himself?
Add him to the poll.
I mean, wait a minute. I'm going to put this out there. Like, where is this hot dog eating contest?
It's usually
Coney Island.
Okay. He's got a chance. If he would have that down here, ain't no ass model chasing no hot dog eater.
You don't think that Joey Chestnut has the ass models filling up the DMs?
Nope.
I think you're crazy. I think any level of fame, somebody's got some ass model that's coming after him.
No chance.
Ah, you're nuts.
But these guys are all in great shape. It's not like me out there as a hot dog eating contest. It's these guys are all pretty good shape.
How good a shape can you? Oh, please.
No, their workout regimen is intense.
Joey Chestnut once proposed to his girlfriend at the hot dog eating contest. When was this?
Let's see. You know what that is? That's getting it while the iron's hot.
This was in 2014. I don't know if he's still married happily or not, but I think he is.
Did he have his mouth full when he made the proposal? Will you marry me?
Bruce? She's like, yes, I will marry you. I want to live in a life full of hot dog royalty. Something, man. All right, 15 minutes of heat. That's next.
15 minutes of heat.
15 minutes of heat here for you on 790 The Ticket. Let me give you an update on COVID-19 powered by AirPro $79 service. Call the pros that know AirPros, acrepair.com. We have our poll, which is based off of Stephen A. Smith saying that the COVID bubble that the NBA players are going to, that's not going to work because they can't go that long without having the sex. So right now, the poll stands at who is having the most sex, NBA players, MLB players, soccer players, or NHL players in season. NBA players leading the way at 47% of the vote. Soccer players at 39% after that. MLB 8%. And NHL players bring up the rear. And if NHL players are sneaky pulling it in, though, Leroy.
I mean, that's a brutal sport, man. Like, if you don't bring your teeth on the road, it's going to be tough.
You don't think that's some ladies like that, the rough look? Looking a little bit weathered, a little haggard.
Hockey is a very expensive sport.
Yeah.
So understand the people that are hanging at hockey games.
It's not expensive to go to.
Sure it is.
Hockey? Not down here. You think it's more expensive than football games?
Yes.
Really?
Per ticket?
Yeah, I don't think so, man.
I mean, I would say the average football ticket is $150. And I would say it's more net than hockey.
Nah, I can't buy
that. Nah? You don't think so?
Nah. Nah. All right.
Depending on where you are. I'm not saying down here.
You think like for like the Rangers.
Right.
It costs that much. Whatever. Doesn't interest me that much to look it up, to be honest with you. I got a little upset earlier on in the show. You know, I've had a lot of things I'm upset with today, quite frankly. You know, a lot of old memories are getting dusted up, you know, with this whole decision, decades since the decision and whatnot. I watched that backstory this past weekend with our guy Don Van Natta, who did it this weekend. You know what he's doing on this weekend, Leroy?
Huh?
You know what Don Van Natta's backstory is this weekend? What his episode's on?
What?
Manti Te'o's girlfriend. Yep.
I feel like the three of us could do that episode. Just point out, hey, they're Manti Te'o's girlfriend.
Is he still playing?
Yes.
I don't know.
He's not in San Diego anymore, right?
Well, San Diego's not in San Diego anymore.
Let's see. Manti Te'o, he's a free agent.
Man.
He's 29. He last played in 2016.
What? It's been that long?
Yeah, he hasn't played in a while. Yep.
Man. I guess he wasn't that good anyway.
Well, he got roasted in that national championship game against Alabama.
Yeah. Exposed, Leroy, as we like to say.
Yep. Wasn't as fast as everybody thought.
Nope. So, yeah, that's coming up. But, yeah, I just find all of it weird. Like, there's been so many conversations, especially on ESPN. Like, you know, Brian Windhorst, he decided to dust up the old fastball and do a little retro piece on the decision. And so then he's doing his podcast with the homies, Nick Friedel, you know, another Badger who hates the Miami Heat. And he decides, let's talk about why it would have been better if the big three was in Chicago. And I'm just like, I wish Leroy, and I know you think this stuff is silly that I get upset about this, you know, but I can't help it. You know, I can't help who I am. And I don't like the fact that everybody treats the big 3 years in Miami like it could have been better or more famous than it was.
We do that all the time, though.
With what?
I mean, with everything. Oh, what if he had the defense of this guy? Or what if he had played in this era? Or what if he had done this? You know? How many championships would they've had if they D Wade and Bosch would if Bosch wouldn't have got hurt? We do that. That's what we do. So for them to say that, but here's the problem. The problem is not that they're saying it. The problem is them not realizing that at the time there was only a couple of teams that could make that happen. And Chicago wasn't one of those teams.
Yeah, Chicago.
And so to say, oh, if Chicago would have got him, we had a good chance of getting him. Well, that's not accurate because
right. This
had been planned for a couple of years.
Yep.
And so to all of a sudden think, what? LeBron could leave Cleveland? Oh, let's go get our ducks in a row and try. No, player, you can't do it that way.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade was playing with scrap metal for 2 years. You know, it was Dwayne Wade, UD, Michael Beasley, and whoever they pieced around him.
Why do you love Michael Beasley so much?
Oh, I love him so much. Well, no, that's just the fact.
Do you know?
Let me explain. They went into it. He was the number two overall pick. When you have a number two overall pick, like that was you know the guy they went into thinking, okay, he'll be something next to D Wade. They didn't think he was going to be a buster.
But was he ever really a buster?
I think. Look, this is why I have a soft spot in my heart. I feel like if Michael Beasley played in today's NBA. Be much easier for him because the league is filled with Michael Beasleys now. Guys who don't play defense can play any position. Now they're like, is he a power forward? Is he a small forward? Is he this? Is he that? You know, it's like I just feel like he's a guy who I feel like if you talk about if they played in the eras, I feel like if he was drafted in 2012 rather than 2008, I feel like his career would have gone a lot better. Even with him being a goofball, I understand. I know that right. People are going to be like, how many chances are you going to give the guy? I know. But like sometimes the start of your career is the most important part. It's the nurturing part, Leroy. Nature versus nurture.
Are Why you serious? That?
What?
Because.
What?
Because. You throw these little things out there.
I like that team, man. I liked him. Yeah, little young Chalmers, the OG six. Going out there, well, I guess it's, you know, Eddie Jones, but no disrespect. And then Daquan Cook. Daquan Cook had some moments. I like Daquan Cook, but then that three-point contest, I mean, Robbie, it ruined him. Ruined him.
Man.
Leroy, he won that contest, yep. Never the same. It was like Bobby Abreu in the home run derby. I don't know what happened. We got Jamario Moon, Sean Marion, Jermaine O'Neal. Oh, Jermaine O'Neal was so bad. Woo.
Woo. He was. Well, we all knew he was at the end, though.
Not that much.
Like you, at that point, you're like, "Ooh, Jermaine O'Neal." He was a baller. Was. That's like, you know, I think the Heat leave a couple of roster spots every year, right? A couple of roster spots every year for one or two of those guys. Let's see if they got a little bit in the tank, right?
Yeah, see if they could dial it up.
That's the dumbest phrase ever. Dial it up. You know, if you could dial it up, that means that you weren't trying enough so that you could dial it up.
No.
Shouldn't you, as a fan, be offended that he wasn't giving maximum effort in the first place?
Worked for Birdman. Birdman dialed it up.
No, he didn't.
10-day contract turned into a multi-year contract, championship. Didn't Birdman set like a field goal percentage record in the NBA playoffs? I believe he did.
You sure Rodman didn't have that record? Because all he got was putbacks too.
Well, yeah, but he had to go off on his sex quest in Vegas. So they didn't know where he was going.
Nor did they seem to care.
They're like, all right. Yeah, Pippen had a misstep, if he missed a trip to the Whirlpool, Michael Jordan was hosing him down to Last Dance.
Didn't come for treatment.
Dennis Rodman? Yeah. Dennis Rodman.
Which is great. What is it about Pippen that, I mean, it's not just the players. Everybody kind of throws digs at Pippen.
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, dude's I've never seen a Hall of Famer treated the way Scottie Pippen gets treated. Name one.
Oh, I don't. I can't. After that Last Dance, it was amazing. I couldn't believe it.
Dude, he's top 50. He was top 50 all time. Treated like Chalmers. Hall of Famer.
Well, that's what I'm
treated
saying.
Treated like Chalmers.
That's why I find it ridiculous that this dude is like, could you imagine how they treat these guys if they would have won in Chicago? It's like, huh? You want to know how Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James are treated by the Heat fans? Pretty fantastic, actually. In fact, I almost feel like LeBron's treated too good by the Heat fan, especially when he came back. It was like standing ovation. I was like, ugh.
Who would have been the Scottie Pippen? Bosh.
Yeah,
because for some reason, Bosh, like, he made the toughest adjustment for the big three.
Yeah.
Right? And he got criticized a lot early on because of that.
Yeah, when everybody's like, oh, the thing was going to fall apart if they didn't win in Boston and LeBron had that crazy game, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, fall apart. They would have traded Chris Bosh, probably, for something else.
You think?
Yeah, if they were going to do it, you think they're going to trade LeBron? They're not trading Wade.
No.
LeBron for Dwight Howard.
Oh, that was after the finals. I'll never forget that night. That was after the 11 finals. Somebody wanted to trade him for Dwight Howard. And by the way, that was still prime Dwight Howard. I get you, but Jesus.
Right. I mean, keep in mind, LeBron and Dwight Howard are the same size.
It's weird.
Like, it's weird. That's you want to talk about, you want to put his athleticism in context? He's the same size as Dwight Howard.
Crazy. You have that Nick Friedel? Let's hear this. Let's hear this dopey take from him, Robbie.
I want to add this real quick. I am so intrigued as LeBron, Wade, and Bosh watch The Last Dance. If they had second thoughts about the decision that they made in 2010. Because it's one thing to win a couple titles in Miami. That's great. And anytime you win a title, it should be celebrated. But it's different winning titles in Chicago. That city adored that Tibbs team with Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah. That city would have completely been obsessed with LeBron, Wade, Bosh, Derrick, Joe. They would have absolutely.
Andrew's making comments.
I just can't imagine how popular that team would have been. The closest thing we've seen to Jordan's Bulls, as
that's
we're going
the point,
through
though, but therein lies the answer. The closest
right.
thing too. So
there
what
you
you're
go.
Saying is as much adoration and worship as the 2011 Chicago Bulls with Wade and LeBron and Bosh. Like it would never come. Well, it maybe comes close, but it would never surpass their favorite team
And that's why I think in the moment, I think that was working against the Chicago Bulls.
Right. And then
were you guys all also, you know, with how much you guys love Derrick Rose, were you guys loving him when he was talking about, I don't want to play basketball because I don't want to walk funny in meetings? Like, were you guys, because I'm pretty sure all of Chicago was roasting him for that. Was he still beloved then? I'm just curious. I want to get it straight. I want to make sure that I'm clear. Is Chicago, have they welcomed Sammy Sosa back to Wrigley Field ever since the steroids? Have they banished him? I'm just curious. I want to stick straight on this, Leroy.
Did people attack LeBron for the 11 finals?
Yeah, sure. But nobody's acting like this is what I'm saying. People like to act like sports cities have some extra mystical mystique to them. They don't. They all act the same. So they like to pick at Miami like they come up lacking in some. It's just like this dope Chris Russo who Zaslow panders to. He goes and says, rats on a ship, you left. It's like, dude, I've seen Cleveland Cavaliers fans leave games early. Every one of them where they get their ass kicked, scurry about. You've seen it. There's video proof of it. And yet you like to hold it against Miami like it's in some different type of way. Same thing with Chicago. They like to say, oh, better fans. We're the best. We do. Oh, okay. Really? So let me get this straight. When you guys welcome D Wade with Plan AARP to his native city, an all-star royalty, and you welcome him with the headline Plan AARP, that's your great fanhood. That's how you treat him. Interesting. Who wouldn't want to be welcomed like that? What a great place.
Imagine imagine the big three with Tibbs, what he did to Derrick Rose. Imagine.
I'm sure. Trust me, I'm sure that they would have loved it playing with Thibodeau.
Hey man, let it go.
Like,
No matter how much they talk about ifs and all this, there's history to prove to show exactly what happened.
But
who
they're making up.
Cares?
They're making up new history.
Who
they
cares?
Like to make it.
Here's the only history you need to know, right? At the time, there was two teams that can make this happen. All the other 28 teams never had a chance because they couldn't make the money work. So, if the Knicks had said something like that, maybe. But not any of the other 28 teams, because there was no way they could make it happen. So why are we having this conversation?
Because they like to make it seem like this wasn't the greatest thing in sports down here, and it was.
Okay.
They like to make it seem like if it went to another option. No. You want to know what it would have been like in New York? Here's what it would have been like. The Mecca, bro. Mike. Listen. You know, we all know LeBron James's first choice was the Knicks. The Mecca, bro. Yeah, except it wasn't his first choice. You want to know why? Because you guys got in that meeting and you pooped the bed. Like you always do, because you're the New York Knicks. You lost out on Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in your same city. So how? Please tell me how, Leroy, am I supposed to deal with Bill Simmons coming, LeBron's first choice was the Knicks. Yeah, if the Knicks were a competent organization, I suppose they would be. But that is a big, and I mean a huge, if.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Sure, sure.
Did you have a girlfriend before your wife?
Oh, cool. Yeah.
That was your first choice. It didn't work out.
Yeah. She was a real bitch.
You keep it moving. That's right. You keep it moving. It happens to all of us. Okay? Yeah. LeBron probably wanted to play in New York. Because guess what? Everybody talked about wanting to play in the Mecca. Then he had the meeting. And he realized, yo, this ain't gonna work.
Nope.
So keep it moving.
No.
Like, it's not the Knicks fans' fault that you have a terrible organization, that nobody wants to play there. Okay? But don't act like you're on the top of everybody's list of places to go play, because that's not accurate. And you know so yourself based on how they treated Carmelo.
Melo!
Now, you know how I feel about Melo. But dude was a professional during that whole ordeal. So, yeah. No, you get what you get. You get what you deserve. And if we talk about how everybody was comparing LeBron to Jordan, why on earth would he go play in Chicago? Right? Like, no. And not to mention, last but not least, this was already planned. This was already in the works long before any of these other idiot teams ever even thought of considering it.
Yeah, you ever think that these dummies that think it's the same. It's a funny thing because for the longest time, all of you jackasses said that this was predetermined. Bill Simmons among them, by the way, who said in the 08 finals when Nick Harrison is sitting in the hotel room with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh while he's working for the Olympic team, when they're all saying, oh, well, it was fixed the whole time. Oh, but now it was almost the Knicks and the Bulls. Make up your mind. Make up your mind, dum-dums. Was it tampering or was it almost something else?
Oh, no. It was tampering. There is no question.
We're back after this.
Aren't they trying to come up with a new rule? Pat Riley rule?
Well, he already got caught tampering once. They took, you know, they found Juwan Howard, but that's neither here nor there. All right? He did his time for that. It's not a problem. Didn't tamper with this. Honest as it gets. Is it tampering if you just plan better than everybody else? Even if you knew what set plans were?
It is when you're planning with the players right in front of you.
Back up this.
Hey,
welcome back, everybody. Yes.
Here's one for you.
Yep.
Somebody said, just connected via radio.com app, and there was an Elton Brand USA ad.
Whoa. Elton Blank.
Oh.
Elton Blank.
Look, they're trolling you.
They're not trolling me. Look who's got a... Hey, you know who's got a garage full of appliances right now? This guy.
Garage full. They're not even in place yet.
They're going in this week.
You said that last week.
I said it yesterday.
All right. You only got two more days.
Guess what? They said I wouldn't have it until the middle of July. The big winner? Who's the big winner? Me. You guys all say I'm soft. That's fine. You guys want me to go nuclear, end up becoming a male Karen? That's fine. But guess what? I got a room full of appliances. Got my microwave $50 cheaper. Looking pretty fat and sassy for me.
Fat and sassy?
Pretty fat and sassy.
I got you.
Pretty fat and sassy from this seat over here. I don't know all about you guys.
Are we starting to get the warm and fuzzy feeling about sports yet?
No way.
Yeah.
Why are you worried, Robbie?
Until a ball gets kicked, a pass
That's
gets thrown,
right, Robbie.
Until a pitch
That's
gets thrown,
right.
I'm not believing anything's coming back.
Oh, you're of the mindset this is all going to get ruined.
I mean, even Adam Silver, he said yesterday that he can't rule out possibly canceling the season again if things continue to get worse.
I mean, you can't rule out anything. I guess he's got to say that. But what do we, you know, relax.
I know it's game week. We're going to have Inter Miami playing in a week from today. But until a ball gets kicked, I'm not believing anything's coming back.
Hey, if you have five sports having all their games in the same city, what's the point? Because isn't soccer in Orlando also?
Yes.
Right. What's the point?
We do have a poll out right now. Who is having the most sex? NBA players, baseball players, soccer players, or NHL players? NBA players and soccer players. It's a two-pony race. It's between NBA players and soccer players.
Those are the teams that will be in Orlando.
What makes it harder for basketball is merely security.
You think that the MLS isn't going to have as detailed?
Yeah, right. Right. They ain't spending all – they just get
– What if it was Ronaldo in Orlando?
Whoa.
I mean – Ronaldo, they wouldn't even like. He would come in and say, "Hey, this is what I'm doing. You don't like it, I won't play."
Probably.
By the way,
yeah,
the first billion dollar athlete.
I thought Tiger was.
Ronaldo. That's what I read that the other day.
I could have swore
Tiger's
worth.
Tigers, I want to say that they made the distinction as far as money team made. Team money made. Huh. So Tiger hasn't made $1 billion golfing. He's okay. The first $1 billion athlete.
Gotcha.
With endorsements. Sense. Because golfers make more money in endorsements than they do on a golf course.
Yeah, he's become the first to make a $1 billion career. He made $100 million before tax last year. It says first footballer.
First footballer. Yeah, I know Tiger hasn't made $1 billion.
Yeah, Tiger Woods' net worth is $800 million.
No, listen, that big divorce. That's a lot of times, Daddy.
Oh, that cost him $250.
That's a big one.
Hey, that'll take a hit to your value.
Yep.
I can never get divorced. You know why? You ever heard the phrase, it's cheaper to keep her? There's only one thing that will hurt me more than divorce.
You think that you think Zaslow would divorce his wife if he could marry Chris Russo?
No. Dude, look. You want to talk about petty?
Rats off the ship.
This is the pettiest I will ever be in my life. There would be nothing that hurt my soul more than not being with my wife, but having to foot the bill. Right? Come on. Like, I'm being honest. Could you imagine that? Like, look, I'm not with my wife anymore. We divorced, but I'm still paying like we together.
Yeah.
I can't afford two women. I can't. Visitation rights. Like, I ain't down with that.
Not setting all that up for you?
I need my babies. That's free labor right there.
I get them as many puppies as they want to keep them happy.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, but no, I'm keeping it real. Like, I can't, like, no, man. That would suck. You lose all the benefits, but not all the responsibility.
That's right.
Nope. I'd just be good.
Too crazy, man. Well, I'm gonna calm down. What do you think I should do? Should I get a massage or something? Like, I need to wind down. Today was a very hotly contested.
Go do your workout. You know, why don't you do some squats or something.
Squats.
Right. Yeah. No. When was the last time you did a squat?
Like actual squats with weights, or doing like 20 squats in a row?
No, just. Any type of leg exercises.
I did. When I go to boxing, they make me do squats like between rounds and stuff like that, but it's annoying. Hate it. When the coaches are looking,
hate,
I don't do them.
You just hate it. You just like curls for the girls, right? That's it.
Oh, yeah. I go, hey, coach, look over there. And I skip. I was supposed to do 20. I do 15.
Really? Wait. So you pay to go to a gym and then you don't do the workout. Come on.
You're only cheating yourself.
You're only cheating yourself. I'm terrified of going to the gym.
That's like a COVID
petri dish.
I only go because there's like, you know, six people in a class. I don't go to, I'm not going to LA Fitness or anything.
I'm not going to LA Fitness for a while, but I tell you what, the second that door opened, they send that charge through. Boy, I'm telling you, people are crazy. Like, man, come on. And you know what's even more amazing? Everybody have these commercials about... we will work with you. We are here for you. And they put their name on it. You know, hey, this company, that company, whatever. Hey, soon as you see that commercial, your phone ring. Hey, you owe us. Yeah, you about 4 days late. What's happening?
Somebody says I need to go power walking.
Ruben, I had these racist feelings, but then I went and cured it by power walking.
Huh?
Oh. What?
Yep.
Power walking, yes.
I mean, it's crazy.
I no longer had these feelings of race behind me.
We've had all these protests all over the world.
Right.
But I guess Liam Neeson fixed it by just power walking.
Right. Liam Neeson says, why march when you can power walk?
Yep. This is it. The Charmin Peacock is happy he's got his appliances.
Why am I the Charmin Peacock, though? I got what I wanted.
Somebody said, Leroy is as subtle as a cement block thrown from a roof. I don't know how else to say. Look. Everybody may say that about me, but did I lie?
Nope.
Did I say anything that is not accurate? You don't think a man would have a problem with that?
Of course.
Right. Of course.
Of course.
Women the same way. Like, women don't want to see their man with somebody else. Mm-mm. That's why you just stay married.
How about win a few ball games?
That's right. To hell.
We got it
go
back. We got the soundbite back.
Rats off a ship.
Zaz was like, he's right. Rats off a ship. Whatever you say, sir.
Really?
Oh, my idol. Oh, I love you.
By the way, nobody gets on you for supporting Bob.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because I'm a good fan. That's why.
He sucks!
Whoa. That's a little bit harsh.
No, it's not.
It's a little bit
harsh. His stats show that he is worse than even some backups.
Maybe, you know what? I hope on Panthers Uncaged they show you the Bob method and you can learn a little something. All right? You learn a little something
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever taken an excuse from a team or a player? Hey, he sucks, but he's working his ass off. Do you say, that's all right, guy?
I appreciate it more. I appreciate it more.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I appreciate it more. I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't. As soon as a coach comes out and says he's one of the hardest workers, you say, I don't care about work. I need him to perform.
It ultimately is a results-oriented business. But if the method is still strong, you hope the results will turn.
When?
Well, playoff
time. Dude is giving it. Look.
Dude, when he shuts the Islanders down, you are going to apologize to him so hard.
No, you know what I'm going to say? About damn time. And that's
really
what you would say. If it wasn't Bob, that's what you would say.
Nah, it is.
Yes,
Bob,
you
though.
Would.
It is.
Yes,
Bob,
you would. Yes, you
out,
would.
Go check out Panthers Uncaged today on their YouTube channel. It gets released at 5:00.
Look, it's okay. Website. Look, it doesn't mean you're not going to have a good career. It doesn't mean that at some point he will turn around. But as of right now, this year, dude has sucked.
It Text stinks, and it's you wake up in the morning, you still have that taste in the mouth.
Another text writes in.
We all got that taste in our mouth from your goalie.
Text writes in, Russo and Amber next? They're not next. You get, McAfee or something like that. Another text writes in, have to listen to Levitard next because of no local radio thanks to Zaslo. Is he local? Is he, though? Is he local? Is he local or is he a lapdog for Chris Mad Dog Russo? Ironic. The Mad Dog's lapdog. That's what he should be called. Mad Dog and Lapdog. Rats off a ship.
You're right. He's right. I can't say they're different. Whatever you say, Mad Dog, I'm Lapdog.
Which is amazing that this is a guy that loves wrestling.
Yeah. If anybody had a take about that wasn't his idol, Chris Mad Dog Russo, if it was anybody else, he'd go to bat for Miami. If it was wrestling, he'd go to bat for wrestling fans. But all of a sudden, it's Chris Mad Dog Russo, and he's like, oh, let me rub my tummy. Whatever you say, Mad Dog.
Hey, wait.
Good. Jonathan Lapdog Zaslow, that's what you are.
You defend Bob like that, regardless of the numbers.
Yeah, you're right. You want to know something, though? I'm a good fan. I'm a good fan and a good man.
I'm the guy.
That's my guy.
Here, Robbie, get it ready. We're going to send these people out on Wednesday with a nice little box in. Let me explain something to you.
If you mention the words Ryan Tannehill, No, I'm not.
You are the guy that says, I call it like I see it. And I ask you, do you think fans would appreciate, players would appreciate cheering over booing, that would turn it around, right? And you know what you say to me all the time? No, it's motivation.
It is.
It's motivation when I boo. Why haven't you booed Bob? He has sucked. We need him to turn it around.
I don't feel like it's all his fault. I feel like there's a lot of people around him that aren't going his way.
Dude, do you understand the amount of goals he has given up. The only reason why he ain't breaking the record is because the season is cut short.
Well, wait till he wins this Islanders series. It's Bob time.
Wait! Are you serious?
Wait till he does it.
Are you still going to say this? Has he been good once?
He has been good once.
How many games have they played?
They played a lot of games.
Right! So one time! You know what? For the next month, I'm going to have one good show. See how long we're on the air! Maybe I've only had one good show, and nobody's just sharing that with me. I'm trying my best.
All right, well, Lapdog isn't up next. So, I don't know. Go listen to Christopher Mad Dog Russo or something like that. Mad Dog and Lapdog.
Rats off a ship, you got a good point. You're not talking about me.
Whatever, man. Thanks for showing up for us. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.